Good morning, everybody. Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Cliff Davis, your host. Thanks for being with us. John chapter 9, finishing it up today.
Here's each winding path I tread. Gives me grace for every trial. Feeds me with the living bread.
All right, well, thank you so much for being with us today as we jump into the end of John chapter 9. And we will start with John chapter 9, beginning in verse 24. And the story of Jesus healing the man who was born blind. And the Pharisees, the Jews, have called the man a second time to hear his testimony about the healing he received from Jesus. So for the second time, they called the man who had been born blind and said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he say to you, or what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you now want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" And they relieved him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as far as this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Why, this is an amazing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, could he do nothing?" They answered him, "You were born in utter sin, and would you teach us?" And they cast him out. Jesus had heard that they had cast him out, and having found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And he answered, "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" And Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. Jesus said, "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said to him, "Are we also blind?" And Jesus said, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say we see, your guilt remains." Now, as the conclusion of this story, Jesus healed this man born blind. The Pharisees are trying to figure out what's going on. Really, they're trying to have a kangaroo court to a certain extent. They refuse, we saw this yesterday, they refuse to believe that Jesus is actually the Son of God. They refuse to believe the miracle that they have seen with their own eyes. This man was born blind. They know he was born blind. They've known him since he was born blind. They've known him and his experience. They've known his family. And yet they chose to refuse, or they chose to not believe the evidence of his now new sight, that it came from Jesus, that Jesus is the one who opened his eyes, that Jesus is from God. They call this guy's family, and the family says, "Listen, you need to ask him. He can speak for himself." And they were afraid, the family was afraid that they would be kicked out of the synagogue if they stood too firmly on their belief in Jesus. And so they call this guy back in a second time. This guy's awesome. I love this testimony, and I love this guy. Because this guy's like, "Look, I've already told you one time what happened, and you chose not to believe me. Why in the world do you think that you're going to believe now? Why should I tell you again? Why do you want to know again? Why do you want to hear my testimony again? You didn't believe me the first time." He's from God. And they say, "Oh, but we're from Moses. We know that God has spoken from Moses." Interestingly, they tell the man when they bring him in for testimony, they say, in essence, "Give glory to God." It's swearing to an oath. Give glory to God. This man is about to give glory to God. The irony of the story is that he is giving glory to God when they are not. They say, "Oh, but we believe in Moses. We know that God has spoken through Moses." And the man says, "Listen, I can't only tell you what happened to me. I don't know where this guy came from, but I'll tell you this much. He opened my eyes, and never in human history has a man opened the eyes of a blind man, a man born blind." And so, he has to be from God because he's able to open my eyes. If he weren't from God, he wouldn't be able to open my eyes. I can tell you that the testimony is certain. I was blind, but now I see. Right? I that's all I know. I think to a large degree, that's the testimony of a Christian. The testimony of a Christian is, "Listen, I was a sinner and I'm saved by grace. I was this and now I'm here. I didn't deserve anything that I've been given, but God has been gracious to me and given me many blessings. All I can tell you is I was, in a sense, spiritually blind, but now I see who He is. That's a testimony of our lives, and that's what we should be able to state when we are called upon to give an account for the hope that was within us, if we use Jude's language. Right? So the idea here is we've got to give an account for the hope that is within us. Listen, I was blind, and now I see. You guys are the ones who are having a hard time with this. This isn't on me. I'm just telling you what happened. I'm just testifying to the fact that I was blind. Now I see. This man put mud on my eyes. He opened my eyes. I don't know where he came from. I don't know anything about him. But I tell you this much. Only God can do it. And if he can do it, he came from God. And I'm giving glory to God. And these guys, these Pharisees say, kill me, man. They refuse to acknowledge their own sin. And they refuse to acknowledge their own blindness. And they just look at him, and this happens, right? When you get beat, you're beat in a debate, or when you have no retort to the evidence that is before you, you just say things like, well, you're a sinner, and you were born in utter sin. Because if you weren't, you were born in utter sin, because if you weren't, you wouldn't be blind. You were born blind. Who are you to teach us? Like, what in the world? But that's where people are, what we see in our society today, that everything degenerates into a fight and name-calling because people don't have enough intellect and they don't have enough gumption and they don't have enough fortitude to maintain the course in their argument. And they realize they've been beat, so they just throw up and in their anger. They just say, well, you're a sinner. Who are you to teach us? Get away from us. Right, so they're abusing their power. They are refusing to believe the truth. They are incapable of having a legitimate discussion and argument with the man. And so they kick him out of the synagogue. And they call him a sinner and say, you're worthless. And the guy goes, I don't care, I can see. Right, I can see. But the beauty of this last part of the story is Jesus finds him. Right, so Jesus heals him, Jesus disappears. Nobody can find Jesus, but then Jesus finds this man, and he says to him, hey, listen, do you believe in the Son of Man? He says, who is the Son of Man? I want to believe in him. You healed my eyes, right? Of course I want to believe in him if you've told me that. And Jesus says, I am he. And he says, I believe. And he follows Christ. And one of the Pharisees hears him and says, well, what do you mean that we are condemned because we can't see? And he says, no, if you were blind, you would be left in your, you'd be innocent, but now that you can see, your guilt remains. In other words, if you see Jesus, you reject Jesus, you're guilty, and that is the unpardonable sin, the rejection of Christ. And so he says, if you've rejected me, then your guilt remains, and judgment will come. So the challenge for all of us is to accept Christ. We see God's grace here. We see Jesus' love here. He pursues this man. He finds this man. We also see the hardness of the human heart and its tendency to reject the plain evidence before it. And the way that carries it out and that decision to reject that plain evidence plays out in interactions with others. And so we see a great warning to us here to refuse. If we refuse to acknowledge the grace and mercy of God, we get caught up in the hardness of our hearts, then we're going to be name callers. We're going to be defensive. We're going to be ugly toward other people because that's our default. And so I think it's a challenge for us in a variety of ways. We see the glory of God. We're thankful for that. You guys have a great day. God bless you. I'll catch up to you next time.
You carry me close to your heart, and surely your goodness and mercy will follow.